is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything just by dialing the toll-free numbers, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we launch here into the first hour of the program, of course, the eve of the election. Or I guess that's not right. Eve is the night before.
This is it, man.
This is the election evening.
If you're going to vote, you likely already have.
Unless you're on the West Coast. Some people are, I guess, really excited about this because a new tyrant will be chosen for the United States of America. By the end of the night tonight, we should know who that new tyrant is. Not necessarily by the end of the show, but by the end of the night. So, yeah, I don't know if you guys even care to talk about it, but it is Free Talk Live, so you're welcome to dial in and talk about whatever you want. Did you hold your nose and vote for somebody today? I didn't have to hold my nose. I could vote for George Phillies here in New Hampshire. George Phillies was one of the Libertarian presidential candidates who did not, unfortunately, get the Libertarian presidential nomination. He would not have been my pick. I would have chosen Dr. Mary Ruart, the author of the excellent book, Healing Our World.
But George is a pretty good libertarian.
George decided to keep at it, and he managed to get himself on two state ballots.
I'm not 100% sure as to whether or not he actually showed up on the Massachusetts ballot or not.
He was at the very least on the New Hampshire ballot, and so Bob Barr, their official candidate, who in no way is a libertarian, was also on the ballot and was an easy choice between Phillies and Barr. I mean, I was debating between writing in nobody and voting for George Phillies, but I figured I'd throw the vote for Phillies because he's certainly the most libertarian.
He's
pretty darn good libertarian, I mean, compared to Barr.
You know, he put some time and energy into this election campaign.
He bought ads on our show. I mean, that was really the clincher for me.
Right. You know, he wants those votes, and so it's hard to turn them away. Unfortunately, I made a bargain with my wife in order to not be stepping on each other's votes, so that included not voting for president, and I didn't.
Wow. Okay. Well, 1-800-259-9231. There's a lot that went on in the state here today in New Hampshire. And, of course, if you're listening to this program, you know that we moved here as part of the Free State Project, a bunch of liberty activists all moving into New Hampshire in order to get active and achieve more liberty in our lifetime. And so inevitably on a day like this, people were out doing things. But that's not what I wanted to talk about here tonight, because we have a guest on the line who he just happened to call at the top of the show. But as far as I'm concerned,
we'll make him a guest.
He should be a guest.
I dub the guest.
His name is Cooper. And Cooper, I was with you yesterday out here in Keene during the flag burn. And now today found out that you got arrested and you weren't even out and about doing campaigning. You were at home at the time.
Yeah, it's been an interesting day. I just woke up, minded my own business, and I probably give some backstory. I live in Candia, New Hampshire, which is a fairly rural area. It's about 30 miles outside of Manchester, mm-hmm. and we have lots of horses. We have a significant number, and we got a call or a police visit about 3 months ago from the Raymond police, which is the next town over, about our horses, and they said, all right, well, you need to have a three-sided shelter with a roof for these horses by November 1st. And today I was at my house and I heard a knock on the door. I didn't know who it was.
No.
So went over. Dogs were going crazy. I opened the door, looked outside, and there's a guy in a red shirt standing there. And I say, hello. Hey, I need to see your shelters downstairs. They're down with you for your horses. And okay, who are you? Now, you can't just, barge into my house or knock on my door and demand something of me. I don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him to get off my property. You can't search anything. So he got in his truck, and he drove still on my property, like on the road, and was on his cell phone. So I got my camera out, and I went up to him, and I told him, who are you? I'd love to record, and I asked him who he was. He told me he was from the SPCA, which is the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Now, that's a charity, isn't it?
It's a what?
I thought that was a charity organization.
It is not a government organization, but apparently they have the full power of the law behind them. I asked him who he was, and then he tried to explain to me, and I said, thank you, and walked off. Beth, who is a caretaker of the horses, I gave her the camera, and she went and talked to the guy, and And he said that he had called the cops and that they were on their way so that they could get this mess all straightened out. He's like, oh, well, if you just let us on our property and look, on your property and look just to look for it, this can all be over today.
Well, yeah. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Point of information. Weren't they already on your property? He knocked on your front door.
Yes, he was, and I told him to leave, and so they were on the road.
I see. So he actually he backed off when you told him to leave. That's a good thing, I guess.
Well, basically, what I told him is that I don't own the property. I just live here. My dad owns the property, and I can't give you consent. I can't give you permission to search my property without my dad present.
So would his search have included like just poking around the outside, or did he want to come into your house?
If I would have just let him do it, it would have been just around the outside. But now that they are getting a search warrant and we have thoroughly pissed them off, they might extend it. I don't know.
Well, I would think that they would have a difficult time searching for three-sided structures that house horses inside of your house.
Yeah.
I mean,
Right, that's true. I mean, the search warrant does have to specify what it is they're looking for, and if that thing that they're looking for couldn't possibly be in certain places, they can't look there. So, you know, they can't open the kitchen cabinet and find the bong or something like that.
Right.
So you were basically telling this guy that, and I've seen the video footage, and it is online. I don't know what the easiest way to get people to it is at this point, though. There's a thread over on the NHFree.com forums. But I just watched the video footage, and so it seems like basically this guy was saying, you either let me on or I'm calling the cops. You wouldn't let him on. He called the cops. The cop comes out. And then at that point, you're still videotaping the entire thing. You inform the cop that you're videotaping. He says, okay. And I'd like to point out, and you actually acknowledged this at the end of your video, just because the cop said okay doesn't mean that he's given you permission in that you can continue recording even if he says, no, that's not okay. So if you
because
are...
Because it's his property.
Well, especially because it's your property. I mean, this is so crazy. They arrested you on your own property for videotaping somebody when you pointed out that you were videotaping
him. You know,
there's nothing surreptitious going on.
This is what you get for being a teenager.
Yeah.
You and your nasty little mouth.
He didn't say anything nasty. I saw the video.
Talking back.
You were he was talking back, of course, because Cooper's not an obedient little serf.
Excellent.
And he's willing to stand up for himself. So the cop, why did... He changed his mind, though. He actually gave you permission, and then when he was talking about getting a warrant, he all of a sudden decided that he didn't want to be recorded anymore.
Right, and Beth and I thought we had him off our backs, because we told him, we were like, hey, you know, can't we reschedule this confrontation for another time when Brian's home? You know, can't we just be civilized about this? Mm-hmm. And then I'm sure right about then he was about to start making threats. Like, if you don't let me on right now, you know, we're all going to have you arrested for... conspiracy to, I don't know, something.
Do something.
Yeah. So we didn't let him on, and we thought we had him off. We thought we had him off our backs, and then he said, "I'd like you to turn the camera off now." And I told him, "No, I'm not going to. I don't need your consent." So I didn't tell him that.
You didn't tell him that. And one of the questions that was asked, and I know when you're under pressure like this, it is difficult to say what you might have said. I mean, when you're looking back.
But
in hindsight,
the important part is, you know,
you got it.
You know, he stood there and he did what he was supposed to do, even if his voice shook when he did it. The camera didn't go off. And
well, my critique was going to be asking about, and I don't know if you did this, but I did hear Beth do it a couple times, asking if there's a law that, you know, requires us to get your consent, or if there's a law that says we can't record or whatever. Whenever you ask a cop, is there a law that says I can't or I can't, you know, whatever the issue is, they will always say yes. I mean, if a cop saying yes means that you'll obey whatever it is he wants you to obey, he's going to say yes, even if he's just making it up. Or maybe there is a law, but then again, did you consent to that law is an important question.
I don't know what consent has to do with it. It seems
government
to me
by the consent of the government.
It seems to me that it's a very reasonable thing that I should be able to videotape anybody who's on my property.
Absolutely.
I don't care if it's an officer of the law who's executing a warrant or what they're doing. It's my house, and I'm going to videotape. If you don't like it, officer, you may go get that warrant you were talking about going and getting.
Yep, I'm with you there.
And don't let the screen door hit you on the way out.
Cooper, more with you here in a moment. I don't know if there's more to the story, but hang on. If so, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Have you ever encountered a situation like this where somebody who's supposedly looking out for animals claims comes to your property with a badge and starts making demands?
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. Safe Grow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and one of those is the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Plus, the Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, you can join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation, it's free. Plus, IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through 12th, or at Emory University in Atlanta, March 14th through the 19th. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information. That's LibertarianSeminars.com. You've got till November 15th to get on board with this thing. Again, LibertarianSeminars.com. We are talking about one of the events that occurred here in New Hampshire today, and I'm not talking about voting. I'm not talking about the election or politics. That's boring. Who wants to talk about politics? I mean, the only question tonight is who the new tyrant is going to be.
I'm kind of excited to find out. I love following these things and seeing the states as the votes come. I know you're not. You're not even looking. I am, however.
But what excites me is people standing up for their freedom. What excites me is people, individuals making a stand on their private property and saying no to these government authoritarian goons that would have their way with us if they could. And in most cases, they do have their way with people. But now we're starting to see some resistance. We're starting to see some people asking some really tough questions of these government gang members. And that was, I think, an example of that today happened with Cooper, who is on the line right now, calling from Candia, New Hampshire, where you were at home today and just minding your own business when all of a sudden a knock came on the door. There was some guy in a red shirt and a badge standing out there claiming to be from the SPCA, the Society for the Protection the Society for what? Something about cruelty
prevention
to animals?
Of cruelty to animals.
Prevention of cruelty to animals. And so this guy apparently wanted to come on your property and start poking around looking for shelter for the multiple horses that your family has. And you basically said, look, sorry, buddy, you can't come on this property without the permission of the property owner, and I ain't him.
Right. And I should point out that just because the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals is on us does not mean we mistreat our animals. You know,
this is
these
true.
Are very expensive animals. We take very good care of them, and it's none of their business.
Yeah, it absolutely is none of their business. And, you know, what did they get a complaint, or were they just driving by? Did you find that out?
They're just following up on the complaint they had about 3 months ago.
Oh.
Because it's supposed to be in place by November 1st.
Some people saw that you were moving in relatively recently.
Yeah.
They saw horses. They knew that the rule was by November the 1st, horses must have a structure so they can go in because they know what the weather is going to be like on November the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were, you know, coming on the 4th to follow up on that. And
so they were being busybodies. They called to say, we've got people moving in here and they've got horses. You should check them out. Or whatever happened, and so they followed up, and they were trying to poke around your property. You said, take off, come back when the property owner's here. The guy said, well, I'm just going to bring the cops in. The cops came. You had your video camera out, which was excellent presence of mind. Whenever bureaucrats show up, or whenever you're going to interact with bureaucrats, and you know you're going to interact with them, have some sort of recording device handy, whether it's an audio recorder or a video camera, and have it ready. It's not always something you want to pull out immediately, depending on the situation and what you want from the bureaucrats, if anything at all. But in this case, you're at home. They come to you. It's time to pull out the camera, especially when they're making threats, as they were. And as you pointed out, this guy was—he wasn't nice, was he?
No, he wasn't.
So
he was just threatening, and everything that came out of his mouth was just complete bureaucratic nonsense.
Right. Well, he's used to.
It can all go away if you just let me on our property. Like, I don't intend to give you my consent. You know, stop asking me.
So you manage to get him off. He brings the cop in. The cop says it's all right for you to record him, which doesn't matter if the cop doesn't want you to record him. There is a law in New Hampshire that does have to do with surreptitious recording people in places where they expect privacy. But once you've announced that you're recording somebody, it's game on, from what I can tell. And if they don't like it, they can go away. So if somebody ever tells you, well, I don't want to be recorded, well, you can say, well, you're on private property and I've got a camera. And if you don't want to be recorded, you need to leave. Same thing applies on public properties with bureaucrats, too. If the bureaucrats are out there doing their thing and they're harassing you and you're on public property and they say, I don't give you permission to record me, well, thanks, but I don't need your permission. You're here on public property. So if you don't like it, you can go away.
Today I saw how effective telling them that I'm not going to stop recording works. I mean, they don't know their own laws.
This is true. You're right. They don't know their own laws, which is why Beth, when she asked, well, is there a law that says that I can't record you? He's, of course, going to say there's a law that says that. He doesn't want to be recorded. He's
Nobody could possibly know the laws, so they have to make them up as they go. The cops realize that there's not going to be any problem for them. This whole false arrest nonsense, that's crap that that just went out the window a long time ago.
Right. He can't get in trouble for lying to you. If he says there's a law and it turns out there's not a law, and I mean, we're brushing over the issue of consenting to the laws. That's another whole issue. But if he says there's a law, turns out there's not one, you can't bring him up on charges of malfeasance or anything like that. He's completely protected. In fact, many cops are encouraged to lie in their training classes. They're trained in intimidation tactics, and they're trained in telling lies. So I think you guys did the right thing, and when the pressure is on, it can be difficult to sort of remember the principles that one should follow when they're interacting with bureaucrats, especially the ones with guns on their hips. And I think generally you guys did a really great job, and the more practice that we all get at this, the better off we're all going to be. And, in fact, I posted a blog post recently at freekeen.com that sort of boiled down a lot of the information that I've kind of picked up over the years about how to deal with these cops and some tactics and some tips. And certainly it's not the end-all, be-all of everything as far as ideas. So certainly people could add to it, add some comments to that particular article and throw their thoughts in there as well. But then the cop comes. You continued recording after he said he no longer wanted you to, and it was real quick. He did not debate with you for very long on that one. He came right on over and arrested you. It looked like you had the chance to hand the camera off to Beth, which was good. I don't think that – I guess that was the end of the recording, though, right?
The second I gave the camera to her, it ran out of battery.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, man. It was a perfect shot of me getting arrested.
Well
– and then they told her to stop recording, too. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, I don't need to stop recording. I have Cooper's full consent.
Yeah, that was awesome. I wish I could have heard that part in the video, but it wasn't there. People can go to – what's your YouTube channel? Is it possible to give that out here?
Yeah, it's Power to the People Prod. I meant to spell productions, but it wouldn't let me do it. So it's all one word. Power to the People Prod.
Very good. What are some search terms they might be able to use to pull this up?
Free State Project, Cooper Travis, stuff like that.
So you were then arrested, and what happened next?
Well, they put me in the car. You know, they didn't read me any rights or anything.
Were they both doing the arrest? Was the big guy from the SPCA involved in this?
Sort of. I had a gun, and he handed my gun to him.
Oh, wow. Hang on a second. We'll let you tell the rest of the story. Hang on, dude. Hang on. More about what happened with the gun here, because that's certainly a wild card situation. I forgot. Cooper is pretty much always open carrying. Every time I've seen him, he's always been open carrying. So more on the way here. We'll get the rest of the story and take your calls as well about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person Deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com or call us at 800-610-2770.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. It's that night of the year every 4 years when Americans will go out and choose a new tyrant. I have no idea which one they'll choose, but I'm leaning towards Obama. That's just me going out on a limb. I think it's, you know, it's been 8 years of a Democrat, 8 years of a Republican. Now they're probably going to swing the pendulum back. Not that it's really much of a pendulum. they're all pretty much the same.
It's a tiny little pendulum going. Yeah. I stood out at the polls the polls for a couple of hours or almost 2 hours today with holding a sign for a local politician, and I'm just from what I saw going in, I'd have to call my town at least for Obama.
We continue here. By the way, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including archives, back for an entire year, all free for you at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, they do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. In this tough economy, you can sell those receivables that you have, and SACL CAI will purchase them for a percentage. So get in contact with them. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's on the upper right-hand corner of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, 800-259-9231. One of our listeners, Cooper Travis, is on the line with us, and you're calling from your home here in New Hampshire. You moved up here with your family as part of the Free State Project earlier this year, and you bought a pretty big your dad bought a pretty big plot of land out in Candia. And you brought a lot of horses along with you on your trip from Colorado. And, of course, you've got a lot of horses, which means that you probably really care about them. But that's not good enough for the government. They sent by some government bureaucrat from the SPCA, which is apparently a private charity. But they've got governmental powers of some sort. It's kind of confusing, but whatever. Anyway, the guy had a badge, and he was making threats and said he was going to come back with a cop. He brought the cop back. The cop said he didn't want you recording him. You refused to stop recording him because, well, you're on private property. Your private property, and you should be able to record whoever the hell you want on your private property, and if you're on the private property of someone else who wants to allow you to record, and if you're on public property. And if they don't like it, they can go away. But he didn't like that option, so he came and put... did you get handcuffed? You did get handcuffed, right?
I did, yes.
Okay. So he put handcuffs on you, they put you in the car, and that's where we left the story off. Oh, there was the gun thing, too. You had a gun on you.
Right. I always open carry. Beth was open carrying at the time.
Nice.
And he didn't even notice that I was armed until he put the handcuffs on me. He put my hands behind my back, put my head down, and he kind of jumps. And he's like, what's that? And he's like, he's got a gun. Crap. So he unclips it, takes it out, and hands it to the SPCA guy. But it was fairly obvious to me that the SPCA guy had never even handled a gun in his life.
Oh, my gosh.
Because what is he doing giving this guy who works for a not-for-profit, animal charity?
I have a feeling he's making a profit. This guy has to be making a paycheck. Oh, I see. Not-for-profit doesn't necessarily mean he wouldn't make a paycheck. I got you. Never mind. Go ahead, Mark, with your question.
Well, I'm just wondering, why is he giving your weapon to this guy from an animal charity?
Right, and he told the guy, I don't remember if he told him anything, but what he did is he took my gun, and when I pull out of my holster, the safety automatically comes off, so that was off, and he pulled the slide back before ejecting the magazine.
So he loaded around into the chamber.
So he put around in the chamber and then ejected the magazine and then didn't even realize it. And he was pointing it right at the cop car. And I just think it would have been priceless if he had blown out one of the windows.
Mm-hmm. That would have been priceless, as long as no one got hurt, obviously. And, would really shake him up, I bet. But that cop, I think that cop deserves a reprimand for that particular move.
Yeah, not to mention everything else that he's done.
This particular cop, besides arresting you, have you encountered this cop before?
He said that he knew my dad really well, which is untrue. I've showed my dad this clip. He's come over to our house before, and we've been we've had nice words exchanged before.
Mm-hmm.
But I really felt like having a witty remark and be like, dude, if you know my dad, you know that he is never going to let you on his property.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking? When you just said that, when I saw the video footage and I saw him make that claim, I didn't realize what the truth was at that time. But now that I know what you've said, and that is he doesn't know your dad, then I think that's one of those cop lines. Like, well, you know, Cooper, I know your father really well. You know, the whole idea that kind of gets you to fall in line because he knows dad, but in point of fact, he doesn't. So he was lying again, because that's what cops do.
Yeah.
So you got arrested.
He put me in the car.
Yep.
Sorry, he put me in the car with a really hard plastic seat.
Yeah.
Drove excruciatingly slow down to the Candia town offices and the police station.
Hands
like,
behind your back?
It's like a...
Hand
behind my back in the really uncomfortable seats.
Oh, wow. How tight were the cuffs?
Very.
Wow. Okay. You're getting a real treatment there.
Yeah, there was no space at all. Mm-hmm. And then my phone kept going off because I called Port 411 before this happened, and people kept calling me, but I'm sitting in the back of a cop car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can't do anything. So, but we get there, and he gets out of the car and goes into the police station. And so I'm just sitting in the car, and then the SPCA bureaucrat is standing behind me, like hovering over me outside of the car the entire time.
Hmm.
And so about 20 minutes later, they come out, him and another cop. They come out, they open the door, let me out, and uncuff me.
Hmm.
Like, what was the point? This is kidnapping at this point. You know, you stole me out of my house off of my property and brought me down to the police station so what, you could release me?
Yes, they brought you to the gang headquarters.
I'm not a bear, you know. I don't need to be relocated. So then the guy, he's like, all right, before I take the cuffs off, you got to tell me your name. And I reluctantly told him my name because the cuffs were starting to hurt. And then they said, well, you got to tell me your birth date. And I told him that, too, and that is all I said from the entire time.
Hmm. So hey, the cuffs hurt, you know.
Right. And I knew at that point that I was free to go, but they had my gun.
What do you think they would have done if you'd not told them your name and birth date?
They would have put me in a cell, I'm pretty sure.
Why not? You know, I mean, it's not like they've got to arrest you to put you in a cell. We see that over and over again.
So wait, name, birth date, and then what happened and they let you go?
They uncuffed me, and then he gave me a stern talking to.
Wait, which who's he?
This is the other cop, the sergeant who came out.
Gotcha. What did he say to you?
He's like, you know, we just want your cooperation.
Sure you do.
This guy's just doing his job. You know, we just we just like some cooperation and stuff like that. And I made it perfectly clear to him, I don't intend to cooperate with you. This is not my matter to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not the property owner. You have to talk to him, and I guarantee you he's not going to let you on either. So get your warrant.
Wow. And that's where you left it? Then what'd you do next?
Well, then he, I told him I'd like my firearm back.
Mm.
And so the guy goes inside, and I'm standing there for like 5 minutes. And he comes out again, and then the other cop comes back and hands me my firearm. You know, and I put it all back together, and I put it in my holster, and I walked off.
Wow.
And they put their hands out for me to shake. It's like, dude, I'm not going to shake your hand.
So
see you later.
So they didn't actually charge you with anything that you know of. You were just, like you say, you were just kidnapped and then released.
Yeah, and we're yet to see if there are any charges. I doubt it. There's no law that I've broken.
But, you know, this sounds kind of like a Scared Straight kind of thing
to
me, Mark.
It, absolutely. I can't. They didn't arrest you because you would have been printed or whatever like that. I don't think that there's any charges here. They were doing just as you said. They were trying to scare you. And then once they we're going to let you go, then they decided to get a little more compliance from you. What's your name, son? Okay, what's your birthday? What's your favorite color?
Me, like, and after I gave him that, I was like, so you moved from Colorado. I was like, dude, I don't want to talk to you.
And yeah, then, now they're being all buddy-buddy.
They offered to give me a ride back to my house. I was like, dude, I don't want to have anything to do with you. You just kidnapped me. Let me go. So I walked off, and I told him, I don't want a ride from you. I don't want a ride from the SPCA bureaucrat. I'm going to have someone coming for me.
So now at this point, they are supposedly getting a warrant, right? And what time of the afternoon was this that all this went down?
2 o'clock or so.
Okay. So I don't know what time. You know, maybe the court people leave at like 3, so maybe they couldn't go get the warrant today, but it's certainly possible they're not going to even come back with a warrant. Maybe they will. What are your plans at that point?
I'm not sure. That really is not my area. That's
right.
my dad's area.
And by the way,
shelters up.
Your dad supports you in this, right? Like, he's behind you 100%.
Oh, yeah. He called me. He's like, dude, I'm proud of you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Is there anything else you wanted to share about the situation?
Not really.
Thanks, Cooper. Let us know what happens, okay? And I know you're out at Murphy's Tap Room tonight in Manchester, so enjoy yourself.
Will do.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You can buy anything in 41 categories in which you can shop. There are used items even at Amazon. And whatever you buy, Free Talk Live gets a cut. If you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Again, amazon.freetalklive.com. Just some final thoughts on the situation that went down today here in New Hampshire, where a Free Stater, a young Free Stater, was arrested, one of the liberty activists here in New Hampshire, at his own home for... Well, apparently there aren't any charges, though he was arrested. Or at least we don't know if there are any charges. They didn't tell him if there were. And, Mark, you had said that he was not arrested because what happened was he was cuffed, put in the back of the police car, taken downtown, and then let out without even being put in a cell. However, according to Brian, his father, that is indeed an arrest. This is the police chief told him that if somebody is cuffed and taken downtown, that's an arrest.
Doesn't there have to be paperwork going with the arrest?
I don't think so.
Well, I think that in the sense that he has been arrested and stopped, yes. But I guess he's not charged.
That's what we can. That from what we can tell so far,
he's not charged.
Right, fine. He has not been charged. So will they come back with a warrant to come after these folks? Again, the reason this all happened was because some busybody bureaucrat came, or some busybodies that live nearby snitched out on the Travises, and then the bureaucrats came by. The SPCA, Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, came by. Apparently they work for the government somehow, and they started making some threats. I'd like to point out that if the SPCA is going to go around threatening people, I don't think they deserve any sort of private contributions. If anybody out there is listening and you love liberty and you're contributing to the SPCA, you might want to consider giving them a call and asking them why it is that they aren't really respecting people's property rights, or at the very least
being rude.
I've
always said that I felt like the SPCA was a much better organization than PETA, but I don't like this either.
Now, the SPCA is not the Humane Society. It's a different organization, right?
Right.
Okay. So what is going to actually go down here? Not sure. I mean, it's from what I understand, they do have the shelter for the horses, just wasn't visible. And that's why this guy was there in the first place, to poke around their property and look for the shelter for the horses, because apparently it's illegal to not have such things. So they do have it. So if he does end up getting the warrant and they do end up finding that, it should probably end there, unless they want to throw charges at Cooper for the video camera thing. So we shall see.
Hopefully, should be interesting.
Hopefully it will end peacefully. But Brian was he's in the Amplney chat room right now, making the point that, you know, these guys probably never have anybody refuse them. This bureaucrat driving his big red truck around, he pulls over at people's houses and makes a bunch of demands about going to inspect their property. I bet you 99% of those folks let them do it because they don't want trouble. You know, they don't want trouble with the Blue Light gang members.
Right.
And so they probably never encountered something like this before. But more liberty lovers get active, the more they're going to be encountering stuff like this. And I think it's exciting. I think that that activism like this, people standing up for their rights and standing up for their property and refusing to obey, I think it's very important. And I think that it's a process. You know, when you do it for the first time, your heart's probably going to be pounding. You're probably going to be shaking. You know, adrenaline is probably going to be rushing through your veins. I mean, it's going to be hard to collect your thoughts and figure out what to say next. But next time, it might be a little easier. And then the time after that, it might be smooth. I mean, I don't know how quick people will adjust to these changes, but standing up for yourself isn't easy. It really isn't. It takes some real practice because we've all been conditioned. We've all been conditioned that, you know, if a man calling himself a cop comes by and starts making demands, we just do whatever they say. So it can be very difficult to break out of that sort of realm of conditioning. And I have to hand it to both Cooper and Beth because I think it was incredibly brave what they did today, considering it was just those two. It was two on two. It was Cooper and Beth, the liberty activists versus.
Sure. It'd have been very easy to fold.
Two bureaucrats. It would have been easy to fold. Plus, both Cooper and Beth were armed at the time, which was quite a wild card and really goes to show that this particular cop doesn't have the best observation skills considering they're open carrying, and he didn't realize that until he was actually cuffing Cooper. So congratulations to them for actually having the courage to stand up for themselves. Number one, have the courage to stand up for themselves out in the middle of nowhere without any real activist presence of which to speak. Secondly, have the presence of mind to pick up a video camera and begin taping, even though the battery was low. You're getting something's better than nothing. And, you know, even if the battery is low, even if the battery's dead, it might make sense to pick up a dead camera or dead voice recorder and act as though it's live.
It's a lot safer than using an empty gun.
Yeah. Yeah, because then the cops will behave differently because they might think they're being recorded. There's no you have no obligation to tell them the truth as far as you're being recorded.
No, I don't think so.
Right. So, you know, if you've got a dead battery and you're holding out a voice recorder saying you're being audio recorded, that should be enough to get them to at least change their behavior. And I would also like to suggest that everybody that has a video camera, go buy yourself an audio recorder. They're much more portable, and the batteries are going to last longer. So it came in handy for me today having an audio recorder. It was just something that I was out doing some outreach today at voting locations, and we can talk more about that. It pales in comparison to what happened to Cooper, but the cops threatened to arrest me and one of the other activists today. But having the audio recorder was there, and it's nice because you don't have to worry about framing a shot. Plus, the editing, as far as audio is concerned, is a lot faster of a process. Not to say I don't like video. I do. I've got a video camera, and I love to video edit. It's just that I didn't have time to edit the audio today, and if I'd had video, it would have been that much more difficult. So, 800-259-9231. Keep up the good work out there. And if you want to get excited and you want to get involved, and this is exciting to you, and you want to get involved, head over to freestateproject.org and learn more about this movement of liberty activists all to the same geographic location, and that location is New Hampshire. In fact, you can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get signed up for the Liberty Forum there. Join us out in March in Nashua, New Hampshire, where we're all going to be hanging out. You'll be able to meet Cooper and Brian. I imagine they'll both probably be in attendance. They were there the last year, and a lot of these folks that you hear on this radio program calling in, Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report, a number of the other people that, you know, Lauren Canario, a lot of these names that are sort of activist names up here in New Hampshire, you can come meet these folks in person, hang out with them, network, socialize, get to know them. Plus, there's a lot of speakers that are going to be presenting, a lot of kind of big name liberty oriented people like Glenn Jacobs, you know, Kane from the WWE. He's going to be there. He's a Free State Project member. Richard Heller from Heller versus DC. He's a Free State Project member. He's going to be there speaking. There's going to be a lot going on. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live, and of course, we'll be meeting you if you're there. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get signed up. Use this discount code if you want to save 10%. 2009 FTL, 2009 FTL, save 10%. As we go to your phone calls and talk to George in DC on the AMP line. Hello, George.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm up. Anyway, yeah, I voted today, and I was all undecided all the way up to when I got to the ballot machine, and I was finally, because my choice was I'm going to do a write-in for the presidential thing.
Uh-huh.
And my choices were either Darth Vader or Cthulhu.
Right. Tough choice.
So did you go for Vader, or did you go for Cthulhu?
Actually, when I wrote for the write-in, I realized, holy Holy smokes, I can put both. I can put, you know, either Vader for president or Cthulhu vice or vice versa.
Yeah, there you go. Vader Cthulhu ticket. Nice.
Yeah, Vader Cthulhu 08 right there. And I figure, you know, if we're gonna, why vote for the lesser evil? In this case, I get, you know, two choices. I get both of my choices there. But yeah, mostly, like I said, I just go to vote no on the spending, you know, ballot measures.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why I really went to go on the ballot. And then, like I said,
George, I'm wondering, I mean, can Vader and Cthulhu, like, can they share this power? It's kind of like Hillary Clinton and Dick Cheney getting elected together. I mean, that level of evil in one room.
Yeah, I know, but hey, I mean, if Vader and the Emperor can get along for almost 20 years and stuff like that before Vader finally picked them up and threw them over a railing, Soprano style, you know?
but you did make Vader the president, right? It wasn't Cthulhu, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Vader, yeah. Because I felt that Vader has more leadership experience. I mean, all I've heard from Cthulhu is to see some pictures and how he's this, like, this big, mean guy, but there was nothing, you know, that says, you know, leadership experience. And
yeah.
I prefer leadership experience because Vader, he led Starfleet since he helped lead an empire. And
he ran the Death Star.
He blew up an entire planet.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you know, it was like he even assassinated the head of state by throwing a wrinkled old octogenarian over the railing.
You know, at one point that would have been considered all it took to be able to gain power. So,
who,
you know.
Who would actually, I mean, if you had to choose, would you pick Vader or John McCain?
I would pick McCain.
At least Vader went good in the end, man. But
that's true.
I mean, you got to look at the trends here. You know, Vader started out good, but then went real bad. But then at the end, he went good. So
that's a good point.
Trend.
John McCain is going to die an evil man. I thank you, sir, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. They'll open him up, and they'll find out he had a black heart.
Obama's not evil?
Yeah, he's evil too, but McCain's just sick, twisted. Now, Obama's a sicko too, but in a different fashion. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's coming up.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote Libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at ChooseGeorge.org. That's ChooseGeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't have